She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That is what you gotta do, is crush Katie this morning. Maya made it through. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Girl. Hey, girl. Hey. So, Maya, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm Maya. I'm a stay-at-home mama here in Colorado.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, I don't have a very exciting story, if I'm honest.
Oh, sure you do. Yes,
you do. Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah.
I love to bake.
There we go.
What's the best thing that you bake?
Oh, I'm a cake girl.
Oh, yeah. We love cake. What kind of cake?
I like to do just like basic chocolate, you know, and I make a good raspberry white chocolate cake.
Nothing basic about chocolate, Maya.
Well, it is pretty basic.
No, it's not. It's perfect.
Not if you do it right.
Exactly.
What makes your chocolate cake so much better?
Secret is hot coffee.
Shut your face. You put coffee in it?
Yeah, you do hot coffee in the batter and it brings out all the cocoa flavors. Oh my gosh.
Shut up. I would think it would kind of have a tiramisu tinge to it then, like a flavor.
No, not at all.
Really?
It's the secret. I shouldn't have given you my secret.
No, I love it.
I'm going to go home and try to make this with my Betty Crocker.
Yes. Thank you for trusting us with your secret, Maya. I can't wait
You're
to
welcome.
Try it.
How much hot coffee are we talking?
It's like a cup. And I'm basic. I just use the instant coffee, but it works.
Okay. I like this. I'm going to have to try a cup of hot coffee in my
cake
batter.
I am intrigued, Maya. Thank you for that.
Writing it down.
Writing
You're welcome.
Coffee
Make
and cake. All right, Maya, here's how this works. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules and she's mean. Anything you'd like to say to her, Katie?
Yeah, Maya, I hope it's a piece of cake for you.
Every time I hear this on the radio... I, like, shout the answers in my car, so I hope I don't jinx myself, but I am so ready.
Okay.
Well, we would love it if you shout the answers today as
there
well.
There we go. Good luck, Maya.
Maya, tell Katie Thank to leave you. The studio.
Bye, Katie.
Get out of here.
Bye, Maya.
Get out of here. All right, so she leaves, goes into a room where she can't hear anything, Maya. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating, and we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studios. Capiche?
Okay, I'm nervous, but okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, what comic book character did Alicia Silverstone play? Don't cheat. Come on.
I can't remember. Pass.
You're passing already.
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, for God's sakes. Here's your second question. What fruit is Gwen Stefani holding on the cover of No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom album? Name the fruit.
Is it a banana?
Here's your third question. This character on Family Guy is known for being a bit of a ladies' man, and he has a couple phrases like, all right, and giggity giggity. Who is he?
Oh, I don't watch Family Guy. I don't know.
You want me to put down banana?
You want to.
Banana. All right. You're not doing so good so far, Maya.
I know. I'm failing. I jinxed myself.
Here's your fourth question. What's the name of the novelty terracotta item that's been around for decades? It blends gardening with pop culture characters like Scooby-Doo, Presidents, Bob Ross. What's the name of this terracotta novelty item?
Is it the Chia Pet?
I don't know. We'll find out if you're right when we bring Katie back in. All right, here's your fifth and final question, Maya. What long-running reality TV show had contestants stranded in a remote location, divided into tribes, and it had them looking for their own food, shelter, and fire? What was that TV show called?
My favorite show, Survivor.
All right, we brought Katie back in the studio. Maya, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
You don't sound too happy, Maya.
Yeah.
I don't feel very confident with my answers.
Well,
but I feel like I'm going to be crushed.
Well, let's see what happens, okay?
Okay.
You might be right.
Oh.
All right, Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
All right. Okay. What comic book character did Alicia Silverstone play?
Oh, what was it? Catwoman, right? Was she? You didn't even give me a chance to think it through, Jeremy.
I don't want you to win today. Maya, you said pass.
What was it?
It was Batgirl.
Ah, see, I would have worked my way through that one. Oh, not fair.
Second question.
Okay.
What fruit is Gwen Stefani holding on the cover of No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom album?
Ooh. Orange, you glad I knew that one? Orange.
Wow. Maya, you said banana, sadly.
It's an orange. Remember, she got it by her face?
Yep.
She's like holding it up like that.
Yep. Once you see it, you're going to be like, oh,
she's singing to it.
Okay, here's your third question for the crush.
Okay.
This character on Family Guy is known for being a ladies' man. He uses a couple catchphrases. All right, and giggity, giggity.
That's Quagmire. Yeah.
All right.
Giggity,
giggity. And Maya said banana.
Yep. I mean.
Sad day for you. Here's your fourth question for the crush. What's the name of the novelty terracotta item that's been around for decades? Blending gardening with pop culture characters like Scooby-Doo and some presidents and Bob Ross.
Oh, a chia pet. Yeah? Yeah? Yes!
Ah! What did Maya say? Oh, you said Chia Pet as well, didn't you?
Pet.
Yeah,
okay.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Maya.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I couldn't read my writing here. Fifth and final question. What long-running reality TV show had contestants stranded in a remote location? They were divided into tribes, and they had to go out and look for their own food, shelter, and fire.
Survivor. Yep.
Hey, Maya, you know what you said?
I said my favorite show, Survivor.
Okay. Hey, Maya.
But sadly, Katie got 4 and you got 2.
Oh.
You've been crushed. Good job, Katie.
Thank you. Thanks. Oh, and good job to you too, Maya.
Darn it, Maya. Darn it.
I'm sorry. I've had better days.
That's all right. Well, you were so delightful and so nice to talk to. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Josh needs to come back and talk to you because he's insistent to flirt with every final contestant on the show, okay?
Okay.
Right, hold
if
on.
You have to,
yeah,
Maya.
Hold on. He needs to talk to you. Okay.
Hang on.
Okay. He's a flirt, huh? Good news is we'll play Katie Crush again on Friday morning here at Denver's Mix 100. Good job, Katie.
Thank you. I came to play.
You're doing really good lately. Really, really good.
Yeah. Thank
all
you.
Right, we're going to get out of here. Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free at 11:30 for about 90 minutes. He's also going to give you a couple more chances to check out the sold-out Louis Capaldi show tonight at Red Rocks. Nina will be doing the same for your drive home. And then get this, you'll have 3 more chances today to qualify for Mix 100's boarding call, family boarding call. 1, 2, and 4. Once you hear those keywords, text them back into the station, and you'll be in the running to win that epic trip out to Carlsbad, California. Well, we're going to get out of here, go plan tomorrow's show. We will be back bright and early tomorrow. We're Jeremy and Katie and Josh. Denver's Mix 100. Say bye, Katie.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
See ya.